Attorney General John Ashcroft kicked off a cross-country speaking tour today. He's emphasizing the importance of the USA Patriot Act in the fight against terrorism. The legislation was passed 6 weeks after the September 11th attacks. Critics say it's too intrusive into Americans' privacy. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The first speech of Attorney General Ashcroft's month-long multi-city tour was to a large gathering at a conservative think tank in the heart of Washington. Ashcroft quoted Abraham Lincoln and Winston Churchill and evoked memories of September 11th, saying that the Patriot Act was the final tribute to those who died in the terrorist attacks. Ashcroft says the anti-terrorism legislation has broken down a wall that prevented intelligence agents from sharing information with criminal investigators.
We have built a new ethos of justice, one rooted in cooperation, nurtured by coordination, and focused on a single overarching goal, the prevention of terrorist attacks.
Ashcroft said it was critical that everyone understand what the Patriot Act means in the war against terrorism. And Justice Department officials say that's why the Attorney General is trying to clear up any misconceptions about the legislation. Ashcroft says the Patriot Act has helped thwart any further terrorist attacks on American soil, primarily because of improved law enforcement tools.
Where investigators were forced to get a different wiretap order every time a suspect changed cell phones, under the Patriot Act now, investigators can get a single wiretap that applies to the suspect and various phones he uses.
But it's those types of surveillance provisions within the Patriot Act that have caused concern. Bennett Gershman, a professor of law at Pace Law School, says many of the provisions are open for abuse, such as so-called sneak and peek searches.
Today, the government can obtain search warrants to enter a person's home or office without any notice to the person, which is a dramatic change from the past, and without any notice to the person of what has been seized until many, many months later.
Recently, there's been a groundswell of opposition to the Patriot Act. Alaska, Vermont, and Hawaii, along with more than 140 local governments, have passed measures opposing the legislation. And so far, there are two federal lawsuits challenging the act. Last month, the House voted to prohibit the use of federal funds for the sneak and peek searches. Representative Butch Otter, a Republican from Idaho, sponsored the measure. He says it's time to reassess the Patriot Act.
In the wake of 9/11, there was a tremendous panic. The smoke was still coming up out of the rubble in New York City and at the Pentagon and in the lonely plain out in Pennsylvania. We were out of our offices because of the terrorist anthrax scare. So we passed that. We passed it way too fast, way too broad an expansion of authorities and powers to the federal government.
Still, the Attorney General has broached the idea of enhancing the Patriot Act, which would expand the federal government's power to investigate, detain, and punish suspected terrorists. Doug Kamek, a professor of law at Pepperdine Law School, says now is not the time to be soft on terrorism.
Terrorists operate on the assumption that we will forget, that we'll let our guard down, and that it's going to be at that moment when they'll use a missile launcher to take down a commercial airplane or when they'll send in a suicide bomber. It's the Attorney General's job to protect the United States.
Ashcroft will deliver the same speech to law enforcement agents tomorrow when he visits Philadelphia, Cleveland, Detroit, and Des Moines, Iowa. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.